We have reached the end of another legislative session. As with any year, a lot of ups and downs.
Well, session ended just a bit ago. This was the 98th General Assembly, the second session. We are going to have a little bit of a recap of some of the things that happened this session, some of the big items, including we passed a bill that I'm not really crazy about. It's gun legislation. It expands stand your ground legislation, and it allows people to both open and conceal and carry with no training. It provides a loophole in the law that allows people who have never even learned really how to use their gun through some kind of professional training to be able to take their guns with them out in the open and to hide them under their jacket or coat. I don't see how this is going to make our streets or our public areas any safer. I'm very concerned about what this legislation means going forward. So that was among the onerous bills we passed today. As you may recall from this session, we passed photo ID legislation. So should the voters pass the ballot initiative, I want to make it clear to everyone that while eventually you will likely be required to have a certain kind of photo identification this upcoming presidential election, you can vote with the same kind of identification that you currently need. And that can be a utility bill, something with your name and your address on it. And you can sign your name under penalty of perjury once this bill passes that says you are who you say you are. And then you're able to cast a regular ballot. So this was one of those bills were strongly partisan, and the Democrats worked out this agreement with the Republicans to ensure that at least for as long as we can, we are not going to be disenfranchising voters. It's really important that you as a voter know that you have to have something that shows who you are, but you do not need to have any kind of government-issued photo ID, even once this law passes, until something changes. And we will do our best to keep you informed about that. Let's make sure you vote in August and in November. Through a budget bill, House Bill 2011, we did some anti-Planned Parenthood access legislation. And we're not supposed to be legislating through the budget process, and yet we did that this year. The effort was to defund Planned Parenthood by sending back $8 million federal dollars to the federal government and instead using your tax dollars, our general revenue, to fund services for low-income people who need access to reproductive services. So by doing that, the money will not go to any place that provides an abortion. So this is a place like a Planned Parenthood affiliate, even though we only have one Planned Parenthood location in the state right at the moment that performs abortions. It will also include, from my reading of the legislation, hospitals that may have to perform an abortion, with the exception of saving the life of a mother. But if something goes terribly wrong with the fetus and a hospital has to perform an abortion, they jeopardize losing all of their funding to pay for low-income patients. So this bill is going to have some repercussions that I think are really bad and unintended, and we'll be able to watch that. On the other side of the coin, and as we move into a more positive direction, I will tell you there were probably dozens of anti-choice, anti-abortion bills filed, and none of them were able to pass through the session this year. We were able to stop all of them. I'm really proud of our efforts to be able to do that. We also, as you may recall, we stood up on our feet and talked for 39 hours to ensure that discrimination was not enshrined into our state constitution. As you may recall, through a parliamentary motion, Republicans forced the Democrats to sit down and take a vote. But the attention that was drawn to this issue from around the nation helped ensure the fact that the bill did not move through the committee hearing in the House. So it was stopped in the House, and I'm very proud to be part of the team that drew attention to this bill by standing up for 39 hours straight to keep the debate going. I'm very happy with the lack of passage of some utility bills from all of our monopoly utilities, gas, electric, and water, that were frankly designed to undermine regulations, undermine the authority of the Public Service Commission to oversee the rates that we have to pay for access to those monopoly utilities. And there was a bipartisan team of us who was up on the floor working to stop this legislation and to make sure that our ratepayers are not paying any more than they need to for these services. We were also able, second to last night of session, stood up, I don't know if it's 4 to 6 hours, I would say, on another anti-union proposal, this one that would add to the inability of the unions to collect funding that they need to do the work they need to do to get their message out to the people. And I'm very proud that we were able to stop that legislation from moving forward. So that was good news for all of the working families in the state of Missouri. And finally, you've been hearing me talk about this for 2 years now, the suicide suicide and prevention awareness bill that we were hopeful for K through 12 would pass so that we can actually train our educators with how to deal with the signs and symptoms of suicide, passed on another bill that went through the House and came back to the Senate and has anti-bullying measure and our youth suicide prevention and awareness bill. So very happy that at the end of session that we're going to make a difference, that we're going to actually save some young people's lives. So all in all, I'm very grateful that it was a good session, but more importantly, a good session for all of you back home who hope that we do the best that we can on your behalf. Again, I want to take this opportunity to thank my staff, June Eisenberg, who is our executive assistant, Jill Klein, chief of staff, and my interns that have just been invaluable this session and that have worked here. From Truman, we have Caitlin Burke, and from Mizzou, we have Emily Bridges. And Dean, again, thank you for being here every week to help me get the message out.